Locker room chats continuing here tonight. We're on to Riverside, and Cyclones football coach Bryce Payton joins us. Always appreciate it. Brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Good start for the Cyclones here in 2026 after a 41-28 come-from-behind victory at Jefferson County North last week. Coach, the initial thoughts and takeaways from the Week 1 win.
Man, it was kind of a whirlwind, I thought. We started out, playing really, really well. We scored, I think, on our fourth play, and things just looked like it was going great. And then kind of had some injuries and some missed opportunities on defense. And next thing you know, it's like we're down, but we don't feel like we're down. And, we just kind of battled through. And, of course, heat was getting to both teams and exhaustion, first game stuff. And, we kind of fought through a little bit, but struggled there at the end of the half, but came out second half, and I thought we played pretty well. We didn't turn the ball over except for kind of a crucial one-time crucial part in the last play of the first half. So when we were on the 2-yard line or whatever, but I thought we can control the ball and did what we kind of wanted to do offensively.
Yeah, JCN scoring on their first drive of the second half, but you shut the door after that. 28-6, you outscore them in that second half. Whatever you said at the halftime break certainly worked because, yeah, you mentioned the turnover inside the five. Looked like you guys were about to walk into the end zone, and then all of a sudden you turn it over and you look up, you're down 9. But you rally, you get the win. A big part of that was your freshman running back in Charles Hewins, and let's get your thoughts on him. He sets the school record in his first ever varsity game, 339 yards. Doesn't even count the fact that he also had a 61-yarder taken off the board because of a penalty. I talked to people throughout the summer. I was hearing the whispers of, hey, Riverside's got a freshman that's going to be pretty darn good. And then I ran into an official from your jamboree the week before, and I said, hey, does Riverside have a freshman? And he just kind of gives me a look like, yeah, they do. Well, he obviously put it on display. What'd you take away from your freshman running back's record-breaking performance?
Somebody asked me yesterday if I knew that, he was getting close to the single game record or whatever. And it's like, I literally didn't even think about that, till it was over. But man, it was impressive. But like I said, I've told everybody the guys that he was making miss were not guys 2 yards in the backfield. Our offensive line pushed guys around. And they were feeding off of him, and this was our first real action in a game. So looking at Charles, I knew that he was good. Seeing it in practice, yeah, seeing it in the jamboree where we're kind of tagging off, and you just don't know if these guys would make plays on him or he would make a miss, But then kind of seeing it live in a real game, he's special. He's definitely special. He's a very, very humble kid. And those are the kids you really want to root for. But like I said, going back, our guys up front want to block and want to move guys for him. And, that was a crucial part of the halftime speech was, he's busting his butt trying to get extra yards, and they didn't realize how good he was either. They're blocking and blocking, and then all of a sudden they turn around and he's running into them as he's trying to break tackles, So it gave them a little bit more like, okay, I can do better. I can continue to block on down the field. So it was great, but I thought overall there was lots of guys that contributed. But yes, he was the highlight of the game.
Bryce Payton joining us, Riverside football coach. We got to step aside. We'll get his thoughts on the Week 2 matchup right after this here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Riverside football coach Bryce Payton. Our locker room chat here presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. Of course, that first segment talking about the big win against Jefferson County North. One final thing before we get your thoughts on Oskaloosa this week. We talked about Charles Hewins, and you mentioned the success, obviously, the big bodies up front, the offensive line doing a really good job helping him in that record-setting performance. But sticking with the big bodies, I wanted to get your thoughts real quick. Your defensive line, particularly in the fourth quarter, you just wrecked the game. Multiple bodies, Schoenfelder, Bennett's, among others. I think he had 3 or 4 sacks in the fourth quarter alone to put that game away. Your D-line just really kind of changed the outcome of that game down the stretch.
Yeah. You know, we were trying to figure things out. Like I said, we had a couple injuries to our linebacker and kind of our safety, so we had to move some guys around. But we kind of found a package that we kind of liked towards the end of the game. And a lot of it was, you know, when we got those sacks, it was kind of pin your ears back. We know they're trying to throw it and get your best move and get after it. So I wouldn't say those are skewed by any means, but those are not. That's kind of end of the game type of situations. But I thought our defensive line, they were kind of exhausted early on, and we were playing a couple guys that were going both ways. And then second half, we started rotating in a couple others, and it was giving some guys some fresh legs at times when they're going on offense and defense. So I thought that was key. You know, I thought Brendan Deming played well on the D-line, as well as Gunner and Gav, and then Daly Garland got a sack, I think, in there too. And Luke moving to linebacker played well as well. But there's definitely some feeling out process and moving some guys around with a couple injuries. But overall, I thought our front seven played pretty well.
How nice is it going to be to have the home opener this week?
Oh, it's awesome. I'm excited to have it at home, excited to be at home. You know, you don't ever want to, nobody ever wants to go on the road, especially week one. But if you can squeak a victory out there and then come back home, that's pretty sweet. So we're looking forward to that this week.
All right, Oskaloosa, what stands out about the Bears?
You know, from what stood out is they got the pieces. You know, they've got the running back that runs hard. They've got a shifty quarterback that's athletic. You know, they got a big body tight end. You know, they have the pieces, and I expect that they're going to start to probably put it together a little bit more after their first week and their first showing. And, you know, there's always lots to learn after week ones, you know, from our game as well. You know, and I'm sure they're going to have the same conversations with their kids about things that they saw on tape and how they can improve for this week. So we've got to get better, especially on the defensive side of the ball this week, and be more disciplined and understanding what's kind of going on with the scheme, and get guys ready to go for this week.
I'm guessing you caught the film. You know, McLouth and Oski was kind of an intriguing game last week that we were highlighting, because, you know, we thought two teams that certainly could be in the mix towards the top, and, you know, not certainly surprised that McLouth won the game, but maybe the outcome, 36-0. And you mentioned Oskaloosa, they have the pieces, so is it a little bit harder to maybe kind of get a prep and everything kind of gathered on this team when it's maybe hard to kind of take away from a game kind of the way they lost last week?
Yeah, it kind of hit them real quick. They hit them real quick, and then I don't know how much of that was threw them out of their own game plan. But yeah, McLouth was tough, and they're I would say they're kind of similar to us, where they like to just run and get those bodies up front to move and drive guys back into the second level. So I was impressed by them on film. So I just hope we can replicate the same thing against their front seven this week.
There it is. Riverside football coach Bryce Payton. The Cyclones off to a 1-0 start. They get the home opener this week, Friday night. Riverside hosting Oskaloosa, Northeast Kansas League play. Coach, can't thank you enough per usual. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, as always. Appreciate you. Have a good rest of the week.